With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says Hurricane Rafael is forecast to weaken in the Gulf of Mexico and not pose much threat to land.
So the track forecast for Rafael is a little complex. We're going to see a slowing forward speed and then a west-northwestward motion in the next day or so. And then we're expecting Rafael to stall and meander here right over the sort of central Gulf of Mexico all the way from Saturday into Sunday and even early Monday, not moving very much, but gradually weakening during that time due to the effects from dry air and some increasing upper-level winds.
Also at SRNnews.com, the issue of illegal immigration is being touted as reasoning the most strongly with Americans nationwide in this week's elections. On the Salem Media Group program This Week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Mark Mitchell, chief pollster for Rasmussen Reports, says the immigration issue was off the charts with voters.
We asked, would you rather support a 100% deportation candidate or a 100% amnesty candidate? And deportation wins in the battlegrounds by like 53 to 36. And it's an overwhelming majority of Hispanics that support 100% deportation. So this is the kind of thing that Donald Trump's been running on for 8 years. And it sounds like an anathema to people in D.C., but it's what the voters want. They want these people gone.
Mark Mitchell's full interview will be heard on This Week on the Hill on radio stations this weekend and starting at 10 a.m. Eastern on the Salem News Channel. Police say five people were stabbed. One person was taken into custody in Seattle. The Seattle Police Department said on social media that the stabbing happened Friday afternoon in Seattle's Chinatown International District. Police say one person was taken into custody. Dutch authorities say Israeli fans were assaulted after a soccer game in Amsterdam by hordes of young people apparently riled up by calls on social media to target Jewish people. Five people were treated at hospitals and dozens were arrested after the attacks. You'll find more at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. More Christians have non-Christian friends. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
According to the latest poll from Lifeway Research, 71% of Protestant churchgoers say there are people in their circle of friends who do not share their religious beliefs. The vast majority of these non-Christian buddies are either Jewish or atheists and agnostics. Only 28% of Protestant churchgoers say they have at least a friend who is Muslim, and just 11% report having a Buddhist or Hindu amongst their closest acquaintances. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri is one of several states where voters approved an amendment that enshrines abortion in the state constitution this week. Now Planned Parenthood, the country's largest abortion business, is moving in. The organization's already filed suit in state court seeking to invalidate the Missouri abortion ban and several laws that regulate abortion. Planned Parenthood officials say they want to immediately start offering abortions at clinics in Columbia, Kansas City, and St. Louis if they get judicial ruling that they're requesting. This is SRN News. A strike in Philadelphia has been delayed.
The union that represents thousands of Philadelphia mass transit system workers has agreed to delay a potential strike, saying progress was being made in ongoing contract talks. Transport Workers Union Local 234 members had voted to authorize a strike once their one-year contract with the Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority expired Friday. But the two sides agreed late Thursday to continue talks. The union's top demand is for improved personal safety for frontline workers and a wage increase. John Scott reporting.
Stocks cruise to more records as they close their best week in a year. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Friday to cap its biggest weekly gain since early November last year. It also briefly crossed above the 6,000 level for the first time. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 0.6%, while the NASDAQ Composite added 0.1%. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.